This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
In five of WHO's six regions, infections have increased by 80% or nearly doubled over the past 4 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is saying the war against the coronavirus has changed. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
That's one of the notes in internal documents obtained by the Washington Post in which health officials lay out the Delta variant's dangers. The documents show the CDC saying the variant is as contagious as chickenpox, more contagious than smallpox, and maybe more dangerous than the virus's alpha variant. The evidence has prompted the CDC to consider advice on how to fight the virus, with recommendations that all people wear masks among potential measures. The documents stress vaccines are highly effective against the variants, but breakthrough infections do happen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Israel has launched a third dose or booster of the COVID vaccine, making it a world testing ground. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The booster campaign makes Israel a testing ground for a third dose, before it's approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Israel was a world leader in the vaccine rollout, and around 57% of the population has been double vaccinated. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Israel would share all the information it gleans from the rollout.
The fight against the COVID pandemic is a global fight. The only way we can defeat COVID is together.
Bennett says Israel has already given 2,000 immunosuppressed people a third dose, with no severe adverse effects. Daily new infections have spiked to more than 2,000, up from a handful of cases per day a few months ago. Israel's government hopes stepping up inoculation efforts will help avoid further costly lockdowns.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The U.S. military has warned of what analysts have described as a major expansion of China's nuclear missile silo fields. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Researchers at the Federation of American Scientists estimate that China now has approximately 250 silos under construction. U.S. Strategic Command on Wednesday tweeted a link to news coverage of one of two major fields found in the Western Desert. As well, satellite images from Planet Labs have shown what experts believe to be intercontinental ballistic missile silos under construction in northern China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law has been sentenced to 9 years for terrorist activities and inciting secession, judges said on Friday. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
24-year-old former waiter Tong Ying Kit was charged with terrorist activities and inciting secession. He was accused of driving his motorcycle into three riot police last year while carrying a flag with the protest slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." The phrase was ubiquitous during Hong Kong's mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, have criticized Tong's conviction. They say it imposes new limits on free speech and a fair trial. Hong Kong and Chinese authorities have repeatedly said that all rights and freedoms promised to the former British colony remained in place, but that national security was a red line.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.